It's Tuesday. My name is Carl Azus, and we welcome you to CNN Student News. 10 minutes, no commercials, headlines from around the world, and we have a lot of them for you today. First up, we're talking about winter weather. Now, a large snowstorm in the northeastern U.S. is not that unusual, but when it happens near the end of April, that's a bit more unexpected, especially when it comes after the warmest March on record and a winter that didn't really have that much snow. It was a different story on Monday. Parts of New York were expecting 10 inches of snow, anywhere from 8 to 16 inches around Pennsylvania. One meteorologist said it won't last long. Temperatures are expected to go up this week. Brian Todd was in Pennsylvania on Monday as the snow came down. He was looking at one particular challenge when winter weather hits at this time of year.
As the heavy snow continues to fall here in north central Pennsylvania, this is what officials here are primarily worried about. The snow kind of building up on the foliage, the full foliage in a lot of the trees that has popped out, of course, since it's late April. When the snow really starts to build up in this and in other areas, it's going to make the trees very, very heavy. Some of the trees are expected to collapse and fall onto power lines. That has already happened. We are told that more than 20,000 customers in this area of north central Pennsylvania are without power. They have about 200 crews from the power and electric company Penelec fanning out all over this area. As for the roads here, the main roads in this general area still are passable, obviously. A lot of truck traffic and car traffic coming through here. This is a corridor, a road leading to Interstate 80, which is a major east-west corridor for truck routes. But officials are concerned that those routes may be disrupted, may be slowed down a little bit by this snow. Interestingly enough, a lot of the trucks that are out here to plow and salt roads had to have their plows and spreaders reattached to them because they had taken all that equipment off, of course, not anticipating this weather to hit.
In some of those states struggling with severe weather yesterday, voters are heading to the polls today. There are Republican presidential primaries in New York and Pennsylvania, as well as in Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is now the presumptive Republican nominee. He's expected to win the party's nomination. But primary season isn't officially over, and Governor Romney isn't the only Republican candidate who's still in the race. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and U.S. Representative Ron Paul are on the ballot in all five states holding contests today. President Obama spent part of the day Monday focused on human rights. He visited the Holocaust Memorial Museum as part of Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Holocaust was the systematic killing of millions of Jewish people by Nazi Germany during World War II. During his visit to the museum, President Obama announced that he'll award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Jan Karski, who tried to warn the world about the Holocaust. The president also announced a new executive order that aims to stop countries from using technology to abuse human rights. He specifically talked about cell phone monitoring and Syria, and he explained the importance of addressing global violence.
We need to be doing everything we can to prevent and respond to these kinds of atrocities. Because national sovereignty is never a license to slaughter your people.